This feature is made possible by iStore Business, your partner in bringing the power of Mac to South African SMEs. Now, I don't need to tell you that South Africa's SMEs are under constant daily pressure to stay competitive in a fast-changing economy. And obviously, technology has become central to productivity, collaboration, and security. But here's the rub. For many smaller firms, managing IT can be a real burden. So I want to explore how SMEs can use tech more effectively and what support is available to them. And in that respect, I'm joined by Sudesh Pillay from iStore for Business. Sudesh, a very warm welcome to you. Maybe a broad overview to start with. What, in your opinion, are the biggest technology headaches that SMEs tell you about right now?
Firstly, thanks for having me, Jeremy. I think how I'd like to boil it down is, from an SME or small business in South Africa, it's really three elements, and it's money, risk, and time. Money from a technology acquisition perspective in terms of keeping up to trend with the latest technology and how to best use technology to serve their business purpose. Risk from a security perspective. I think if you look at the recent stats, out of all cybersecurity breaches in the last 24 months, 60% have been targeted at SMEs. Mm. And really because they're seen as easy targets from a hacking and a security perspective. And then lastly, time. And time has to do with performance. It has to do with productivity. It has to do with small businesses being able to leverage technology to get the best possible outcome or result for them.
And all of that, Sudesh, is predicated on a lack sometimes of poor IT planning, which you'll tell me can hold back growth dramatically in a small business.
Yeah, I mean, most small businesses lack, number one, the resources to be able to support technology. Number two, they generally lack the technical competence to be able to understand technology, the inner workings of technology. And that's really where we try to enable them. You know, we try to offer them advice. We try to offer them consulting. We try to offer them a better place of understanding how to deploy technology to serve their business purpose needs. So if you look at it from a small business, if you're running a small restaurant, a coffee shop, well, there's a couple of technology elements that you need to cater for, be it point of sale, be it inventory management, be it how your waiters and waitresses are sort of dealing with customers on a daily basis, how they're communicating, how you're running rosters, timetables, you know, sheets for check-in, that kind of thing.
Often for many small businesses like that, though, it's a brave step they've got to take. They've got to find the courage. How difficult is it to get them over the line?
I think it's not that difficult, because what you find in small businesses is technology is being adopted. It is being used. It's just not being used in an efficient manner. It's just not being used in a secure manner. It's not being deployed correctly. So a typical example would be someone starts a small business and it's an owner-run business, and the owner decides to use his or her personal devices in the business. Now, whilst those devices might be fit for personal use, they might not be fit for business use, again, from a security perspective. So what we try to do is not sort of complicate the situation or complicate the scenario, but just try to enable them to use those devices in a more secure manner or to deploy technology in what's fit for purpose in their business.
Sudesh, for so many smaller firms, it's about cash and cash flow. And it's critical that they need to pay attention to life cycle costs when investing in devices, platforms, or equipment. What advice do you have?
So I think life cycle management starts with acquisition. Well, how are you acquiring technology? So what we try to do is give small businesses a number of ways to acquire the technology, be it by financial agreements in terms of paying the devices off over a 12, 24, 36-month period. We give them options to rent equipment in a flexible manner, on a fixed-term manner. And then we give them options to trade in old equipment, and not just the Apple equipment, but any equipment. Mm-hmm. So if you have an Android phone or if you have another tablet or laptop lying around, we actually trade that equipment in and give them value back. What we find from an Apple perspective, though, is that Apple devices carry a lot more residual value than other devices, simply because they're built better and they last longer. So I like to think of them as almost like the Porsche of the motoring world, where devices stay in use for a much longer period because of the build quality. And then SMEs are able to leverage that residual value to actually trade in and upgrade on a more regular level.
At the start of our conversation, you spoke about risk, and obviously cybersecurity is a growing concern. Are there practical steps these days that smaller firms need to prioritize? It's a given they need to embrace it, but where do you start the journey?
For SMEs, it would start with user education. I think a lot of small businesses don't spend enough time actually communicating to their staff members, communicating to their people, what are the security risks, how to sort of identify the security risks up front. And then there are very cost-effective tools that one could deploy. Never mind that, if you just look at the Apple ecosystem, the Apple ecosystem is designed to be secure. It's designed to take privacy and user information or keep it safe and keep it secure. Recent stats from Forrester, a research company globally, found that Apple devices are 50% less riskier than all other devices, simply because of how they're built and how they're put together from a hardware level and an operating system level. So just by deploying Apple devices, SMEs are a lot more secure. And then you can add on some other tools to that that are cost effective, that are actually part of our solution portfolio to further secure your business. And that's not an enterprise solution that we sort of amending or panel beating to fit small business. It's actually a solution that's been put together specifically for small business.
Your company operates obviously across a multiplicity of sectors. Are there specific sectors within the SME economy that you've noticed that are perhaps adapting faster to the technology that you're talking about, and why?
Fintech. So fintech companies are the fastest growing segment within the small business area. There are a lot of development houses and AI development studios opening up on a daily basis, on a monthly basis. But if you amalgamate those two, that's the quickest growing space. It's this technology development space that's sort of transforming different industries. And technology has enabled smaller businesses to play on a larger playing field. So no longer are we going to large development houses or big banks or big financial services. There are actually smaller companies developing solutions for bigger financial services companies and insurance companies to deploy and to use.
Just a final one. It's difficult for SMEs to compete with each other, let alone with big corporates. How important has the collaboration dynamic become in this equation?
I think it's imperative. I think it's the number one. You know, when I always talk to SMEs, SMEs are, it's such a competitive landscape, not just from a cash flow and literal survival perspective, but we're fighting for the same customer. Small businesses are almost fighting for the same customer. So the differentiation has to be, well, how am I getting the best out of my people? How am I getting the best out of my technology to actually support my customers, to actually create a little bit of sophistication in how I do business with my customers, giving them different ways of interacting with me, different ways of communicating with me, different ways of collaborating with my employees and with my business as a whole. So having the technology and the tools available to do so is absolutely imperative.
That is critical advice for small businesses in South Africa. Sudesh Pillay from iStore for Business, thank you very much.
Thank you.
iStore Business, simplifying technology for SMEs. Discover more at istore.co.za/business.